exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and we're visiting with Roger Mundy and Jack Abrahamson. And we'll open up the phone lines this hour for your calls if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. As we continue on here, and by the way, the thing I mentioned earlier from Craig at the network, he sent me that link from the Camp Pendleton Combat Towns. I put that up on our Twitter feed. You can go to twitter.com/govern America, and it's right up there on the Twitter feed. It should be at the top right now, Combat Towns at Camp Pendleton. And you can click across. The link is right there, and you can go and take a look at that yourself and explore those. Each one, I think I said there was 14 there, and when I counted them up, you can click to each one and explore the different links there. Very interesting information. So I appreciate Craig for doing that. And by the way, support the network, ladies and gentlemen. The pledge drive continues to go on. We need your help to keep Republic Broadcasting on the air. You can certainly go to pledge your support at 800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. And, or you can drop a check in the mail at Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's D-O-U-B-L-E, Double Creek Drive, suite number 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or the toll-free number again to pledge your support is 800-724-2719. Support the network. Keep us on the air, ladies and gentlemen, because your efforts, this effort, it's for you. It's for your children. It's for your posterity. And nobody's getting rich here. I can guarantee you that. All right, moving along here. We're talking about this situation with this Convention of States, the Compact for America, which is another name they have for it. And really what it all boils down to is, you know, a constitutional convention. Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution provides two methods to amend the Constitution. One is initiated by the federal government. That's the only one that's ever been used. The one that's there for the states to initiate has always been deemed too risky. And that's why it's never been used. And, you know, we had no less than two U.S. Supreme Court justices that have weighed in on this and said that if there was a convention today, that, you know, it would be very, very, very detrimental. The Constitution that we have right now really is a miracle. It's a miracle that it turned out as well as it did. And many, many constitutional experts have weighed in on this and said that if one were to be held today, it would just be an outright disaster for the rights of the people and certainly for the states. And that really brings me back to where I wanted to pick this thing up again. Because, Roger, what is the goal? What do you see as the goal? You believe that, you know, in fact, they've actually intimated as much in the past that they want to move the United States toward a parliamentary system of government. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, this CONCA is not so much to establish a parliamentary system, because we have basically one functional sort of functioning as a parliament now. The government's functioning sort of as a parliamentary government now. But a bigger reason they want this CONCON is to remove the one threat to that parliament that could go off like a bomb in a house of cards, and that is the powers that the states forced into the original constitution. So, as in the Constitutional Convention, where they drafted the constitution, it was brought to a standstill because one faction that was within there from the small states refused to disobey their instructions, and like Delaware showed up with instructions, specific instructions from the colonial legislature or from the state legislature at that time to protect the state suffrage rights. Okay, and so it came to a complete halt and nearly fell apart, and then it was tabled. That one issue was tabled so they can get on with the rest of the business, and the very final clause that was put into the Constitution is Article 5, state suffrage in the Senate. And they had to do it, or their more perfect union would have failed. And then followed up behind that came the demand for the Bill of Rights as the ratifying conventions go through, or going through the states. I don't know how many, it was the last third or so, put into the ratifying documents that they could resume the powers they had. What they were saying is, you will give us this Bill of Rights, you will not violate our suffrage, and if you do, then it'll be the shortest, more perfect union that ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the states, some of the smaller states especially, forced these two provisions in, and one was state suffrage in the Senate, and the other was the Tenth Amendment. The Tenth Amendment was the single most demanded of the Bill of Rights to be included in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, and so that goes to what we were saying earlier, that's really what the goal is. I mean, certainly the all of the Bill of Rights, you know, your Second Amendment. I'm a firm opinion, you know, and I don't know how much you know about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and these what's called the TAFTA, Jack. But I'm of the firm opinion that our next constitution will be negotiated by multinational corporations. Now, there was a rumor going around, and I don't know if this is true or not. I had a listener sent me a link, which unfortunately I still haven't had a chance to get to and read the resolution that was there, or the legislation. But there was some rumors going around about some of this stuff, you know, being these people being the delegates to this convention potentially being lobbyists. Has that been thoroughly debunked, Jack? Can you speak to that?
Yes. Well, as far as Alabama, in Alabama, there's four bills, H.J.R. 49, S.J.R. 23, S.B. 199, S.B. 200. Okay, and S.B. 200 is where they define the delegates, and one of the things, it's item three of that particular bill, it says that if you are a lobbyist or required by law to register as a lobbyist, you cannot be a delegate. So you're disqualified for there. But I had heard that rumor going around too. The thing is, you gotta go to the source documents on everything, and,
right.
I don't trust nobody anymore.
Here's the thing okay? Let me just jump in here and say this. Ultimately, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because these people, folks, they're going to be under the greatest, you know, even if they were honorable people, which I don't believe the people that are going to be put into these places are going to be honorable people, okay? That would imply that these states have honorable people that are going to be making the choices. How are they going to be making the selections? You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of questions that come into play here. But assuming you get the utmost honorable people that could you could ever get at this convention, assuming one opened up, okay, they are going to be under unbelievable pressure from outside forces, from real lobbyists, from corporate interests, to put little gifts into whatever document comes out of this thing. Okay? And so...
I'd like to point out, too, that...
Okay, can you point it out in a few... We got to take a break.
Yeah,
hold on.
I can point it.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. And we have Roger Mundy here, Jack Abrahamson, and Nancy Levant, and I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on. And folks, if you'd like to call in, I have a few callers on the line right now. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll get to your calls here as quickly as we can. Roger, you were about to say something, I think, regarding the corporate pressures just before the break, and the clock got you.
Yeah. Well, we need to understand the delegates are not only under corporate pressure and bribery, but they are abundantly ignorant of the Constitution and the powers of the states. So a great number of them support the first effort, COS-1, in this series fell for the rhetoric of the CSG one, their longtime friend and the infiltrator and subverter of them, and many of them now believe a con con is the only way. And so, you know, they're very susceptible to believe Ferris, this constitutional attorney, that the greatest, his deception, because he says the greatest power in Article is in Article 5, and that's true, but he omits saying what it is. He says it's these constitutional conventions, when in fact what it is the only clause in the entire Constitution that cannot be amended. And that's proven by many statements by devout enemies of the Constitution, and it's true it cannot be amended, but it can be subverted, and this is the objective of this con-con, to subvert that power and remove it as a threat to their House of Cards parliamentary system right now.
Yeah. So. All right. Very good. Very good. Jack, do you have anything else to say before we go to the phones?
Well, besides the COS, there's another group called Move to Omend. It's MOVETOAMEND. And that's a way left-wing group that's also has the same plans. So we're dealing with both the conservatives, so to speak, and the liberals. Way left are both got the same plans to do the same thing to the Constitution.
That's a really important point.
And the Republicans.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I always ask too is if they won't obey the Constitution today, why would they expect them to obey the Constitution if it was replaced or amended?
Exactly. Roger,
same
you had
players.
Something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah, liberal and conservative have the same agenda. It's because all they are once again, two different sales campaigns.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443. We have first Art off the grid. Art, go right ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Or actually, good afternoon now.
Good afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit there, but I'll go ahead with my thought anyway. This whole Constitution, there's my speech impediment kicking in again. This whole idea of a constitutional convention or whatever they want to call it, I don't care. You put lipstick on a pig, it's still a freaking pig, okay? If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, you know what? It's probably a duck. But this whole thing, you know, this whole concept here is, in my opinion, a really, really bad idea. Because like one of your guests just said, they don't follow the Constitution now, so what good would making any amendments do to try to force them to abide by it? None. And, I mean, so, you know, and you know, even if they were able to get in these really great, wonderful amendments that would force them, wouldn't work because, well, they don't recognize that authority. They don't only recognize the authority of the Constitution. They only recognize, like Obama, for example, the authority of the pen and the phone. So, you know, and, you know, I'm with, what's his name, does the little talking point thingies here on RBN, like Phyllis Schlafly does, Ben Stein.
Oh, Ben
when
Swan,
he talks
yeah.
about Ben Swan, he talks about, you know, constitutional convention in one day. They could completely eviscerate the Constitution altogether, and like you said, Darren, end up with multinational corporations writing a whole new Constitution. See, my answer to the problem is really simple, and I don't think the states have the moral fortitude or the wherewithal or even the cojones to do this, because I think they're all just as corrupt as these cretins in Washington. But if you really wanted to solve the problem, my solution is real simple. Don't ask for permission to secede. Just secede. And then you all get together individually and you come together and create a whole new treaty. Problem solved. You just took away all legitimacy of these cretins in Washington, and now it's open season. You can go arrest them, put them on trial, convict them, and execute them for treason.
Roger, Jack, yeah. You got any thoughts on that?
Go ahead. The only thing I'm thinking of, the thing is they've got the tools today is the 10th Amendment and also the state nullification. But the thing is what really ties them into a lot of the corruption out of the federal government is accepting these grants. Once they take those grants, there's all kinds of strings attached.
Yep. And that's the problem right there. So the only real answer to this, the only real solution that I see is every state must take it upon themselves with the support of their constituency, the people of their state, to fully secede. Don't ask permission like some of these states. Can we secede? No, you don't do that. You simply say...
Well, the only thing I would say to that, Art, the challenging part of that is I think after secession comes war. And in order for states to properly secede, they need to have a plan for how they're going to defend themselves against what is really mounts as the largest military on the face of the planet. And they need to be able to get out of the money system of the federal bankers, the Federal Reserve System as well. And there's the challenging part of about it. I'm all in favor of it, except for you got to deal with those problems ahead of time. And so... It's a preparatory process that has to be undergone before that could be undertaken. But
I understand that. But see, also too, when you talk about the war thing, think about this: it doesn't matter what state these people are from. Do you honestly think for one second any military personnel is going to go to war against his own state or another state, for that matter?
I don't know.
I don't think.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But I'm not so. Here's the thing. They wouldn't need the military anymore. You've got local police departments slamming people's face on the ground, slamming them up against the, I think some of these local cops, I think that's one of the reasons why they're being militarized.
And you also have partnerships with our military, our homeland military, with Russia.
You know these cops, these thugs, jackbooted thugs with badges, and they're being militarized with all kinds of military gear. We know they'll fire on it. They're already doing it.
Yeah, this is true. Anyway, I appreciate it.
All right, listen, I appreciate the call, Art. Thank you so much. God bless you. Who was it that was just talking?
Yeah, I was going to say Homeland Security has already come to the sheriff's departments in Arkansas trying to make deals with them. And there's also some of this infrared seeking stuff where they can actually drive by your house and actually zoom in and actually be able to listen with infrared type stuff. It resonates off the windows of your car or your home. So yeah. the stuff is being put out there. They are, like you say, trying to militarize the local police forces.
Yeah, there's no question. These are definitely militaristic weapons. All right, we got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue the calls on the other side. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
We're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant here, and Roger Mundy, as well as Jack Abrahamson. And I want to refer you again to their articles. Roger's is up on governamerica.com, and it says from Republic to a Parliament. That's up there right now under the guest information. You just click on the schedule tab, or you can go to Opinion, Roger Mundy. And it's there as well. We also put it in the Constitutional Convention section. So that's there. I encourage you to read that and look at his analysis. And also, Jack's information is up on securetherepublic.com. I highly encourage you to go there as well and read what he has written about the associations, which we touched upon in the last hour. Because I think this is very important to know the nature of your enemy, who these people really are that are pushing this. Because if you have that information, you can take that to lawmakers and open their eyes as to what they're really supporting. These people are really doing this stuff ignorantly, aren't they, guys?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
I'd like to make one comment, and that is the mention of the efforts for nullification and secession.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... nullification and secession are both have a potential for success only if state governments can be, and the people that believe in the constitutional government can be brought into support of them. And so what is missing from nullification and succession is those are only two of three steps. And the first is instruction. And this is because of the long-standing legal precedent and law that, and it can be found in Black's Law, though they do not give any direct entry to instruction in it, although it is so incredibly fundamental to republics. But you can find a reference to it under the heading of authority and the subheading of unlimited and limited authority. And in that, limited authority is when the agent is bound by precise instructions. And then the unlimited authority is when he's left at his own discretion. So the point is affirm the states towards nullification or succession, then since they want to be constitutional, what they're angry about is all this unconstitutional federal abuses, then what you do is you teach them about state instruction in the Senate, the only amendable clause in the entire Constitution, get the states to instruct their senators, and they could even paralyze the entire government until this was obeyed. And then the next step is nullification. Why? Because precise instructions were violated. And then succession as the last straw. So if we remain under a belief of constitutionality, which is very widespread and is important to both sides, in that the COS effort hinges upon a belief in constitutionality,
right,
and their opponents hinges upon a belief in constitutionality, then the easiest and most powerful method we have to retain, to give the power of the government into the hands of the people is, without war, is this power of instruction. That's how important it is, and how it has been so deliberately obscured in all these sources.
Yeah,
so,
it hasn't been used at all, and this is the whole point. I mean, they're basically pushing the self-destruct button when there are other options available and very viable options that could be utilized, that would be very effective if properly utilized, and they're completely ignoring them.
And there is an example during about the first 70, 80 years under this Constitution that had this clause in it that all the parliamentarians did not want. It's been described that the Senate was, to become a senator, it was a somewhat, quote, hollow honor. And that senators used to resign occasionally because they had positions open up that were more powerful, like being a mayor of a city.
Yeah.
And what that meant was the Senate was the weak house. And not
they don't want to be told what to do.
Aristocracy. Yeah.
They don't want to be told what to do.
Right. And you know, Bob Dole says when he receives all these petitions against mandating this vitamins B conforming to whatever they call it, Nancy, you know. And he received all these petitions. He basically brushed it off because he wasn't their representative. And it was a lawyer's trick. This is true, but what he admitted to say was that he is constitutionally under the power of his state.
Yep.
So I guess I could go
right.
Feral. Shut up.
That's okay. Let's go back to the phones. Let's take Craig in Ontario. Craig, you're up next.
Hey. Hi, Darren.
Hi.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking the call here. I love what you're doing, exposing how the commissars over there in D.C. are trying to trick you and screw you guys into giving away your freedoms going in through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may, I'd like to add another wrinkle on top of this, sort of the economic side. We know how people, the Ron Pauls and those types, are always going, you know, audit the Fed, end the Fed, so on and so forth.
Right.
But what's happening, again, with our good communist friends in D.C. and Washington is in New York, like Jack Lew of the Treasury, is that they're now in the process of trying to negotiate how, when you lose your sovereignty, get rid of the U.S. dollar and take on the world currency, the new SDR. Like they're planning the collapse of your American dollar. It'll be a slow collapse, sort of like how the British pound gave way to the U.S. dollar, you know, back in the last century. And so that's another thing they're going to be doing. And once the dollar collapses, because we know it's fiat worth 5% of what it originally was, when that goes down, then you're going to see all of your, not your militia types, but the federal militias, all the federal military types will be taken to the streets. And if you don't mind, Darren, one...
Let's just address that for just a moment, and we'll come back to your other point.
Okay.
You know, guys, I don't think, you know, he brings up a good point, and I think that that point, you know, it seems like economic depressions is when they, whenever they push these con-cons, that's when really they wait for the economic downturns that they've created in order to utilize this plan of attack. I don't think that that's coincidental, do you?
Well, I absolutely don't think it's coincidental, because what they do, all you got to do is look at the American people. They have weakened everyone. We're part-timers. They're imposing all of these new taxes called affordable health care and other things. And, you know, we are almost, so many people are at a point of paralysis. All they can do is go to work and go home. They can't even drive their cars because they don't even have enough gasoline except to drive to work. Absolutely, the weakening is always a part of the plan.
Yep. Craig, did you want to do your follow-up there?
Yes, please, thank you. I mean, again, right on, Nancy. They want to get us down. Russian Revolution, French Revolution, your good old American Revolution.
Exactly.
People are down and out. That's when they initiate their social change, and that's when the bankers pick up all the transfer of wealth. And now, personally, I've had a hard time
understanding. We are seeing as we speak. I mean, they've been doing it.
Yeah, look at all the bailouts.
All of the wealth out of our country.
Right. No. And what I want to do, if I may, is just that there's this new website. I don't really know who this person is. It only started in January. So, again, use your own judgment, right? But it's called the philosophyofmetrics.com. Philosophyofmetrics.com. Don't know who this guy is, but he's done a really good job of laying out how economically they're going to use it to bring us down. And, Darren, I appreciate you taking a look at it, maybe get your opinion on it sometime. But
yeah, okay.
And, again, not knowing this guy, because this fellow didn't mention. He did mention that one time he was a Mason, so all of a sudden the bell should start to go off. So is this a trial balloon site? You know,
so you're saying he said he admitted to being a Mason?
Yes, he did.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, and so we know what that entails, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, a lot depends on what level. Yeah, I was just going to say it depends on what level. I had a good friend of mine that was a third level, and anyway, what someone offered to pay his way up to 32nd Shriner, and anyway, he went to his own lodge, studied the books, and he denounced it and got out. He said they've been lying to him. So
yeah,
if they're at a low level, they really don't know what they're involved with. And
I agree with you.
They'll move ahead. Beautiful. They move.
Yeah, well, thanks,
exactly.
Ed. And that's what this guy says on his site. On his site, he does say that he left. But again, just use your judgment.
Okay.
But again,
right.
Darren, what a beautiful...
All right, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you. We got to take a break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS.
EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we have some other phone calls on the line here, but I don't want to completely go let this hour escape us before we get a chance to let the people know exactly where we stand. Jack, are you able to update the folks on exactly what needs to be done, the hot states that we have going on with the resolutions pending right now and what folks need to do?
The one thing right now is all the states that are calling for a COS, you need to get a hold of your, they end up, the bills go into a committee, and then once the committee is passed or, you know, moves it forward, then it goes to both House and Senate. But it's, the best thing is to stop in the committee, because normally some of these committees might be 10 or 15. But anyway, the hot states right now is Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
Wow. So every one of those states have either introduced
They haven't necessarily introduced it. It's just that it's in their legislation. That some of it has not passed to a committee, and some of them, they do have bills on it. But we've got an article that's going to be going out. It may have already gone out from Secure the Republic, which should be active shortly. We'll list it, and the link to the article will show what states and what the bill numbers are. But if anybody has a particular state, we can go through that online now.
Okay. All right. Now, this is important because people need to go. This is where I want you folks to do. Everyone within the sound of our voice, if you haven't done so already, you need to go to securetherepublic.com. And what can they do, Jack? They can sign up for your email alerts, right?
Absolutely. And anytime alert goes out, it'll go to everybody that signed up. We're not a 501c3, because that way you're not controlled by any government entity. And
right.
We operate strictly like Darren does too. Donations only. We don't have any big funders in that. And we're a pretty good organized group, but we don't want anything tied in with any 501c3s, and that's why we do it that way.
So go to
Secure the Republic. Information will be there.
Yeah, go to securetherepublic.com, and on the main page there is a if you scroll down just a little bit, there is a big giant receive our email action alerts. Click on that and sign up so that you can stay in the know, because they're going to be putting out regular email alerts on this stuff, and there'll be action that you can take to get it back. Everybody's always, you know, whining about the problem, and what do we do about it? Well, here's what you can do about it. Sign up for the alerts and take action when the alerts come out. Very important to do so. All right. Is there anything else before we go back to the phones? Okay, I guess not. All right. John in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Darren. Hello, Jack, Roger, Nancy. Jack, I was the one that sent Darren the link to the Tennessee. It's a bill that's in the House and Senate both, and it's talking about the instructions to the delegates. And if I read that correctly, one of the requirements in Tennessee is that the delegates are to be registered lobbyists. I'll let you comment on that, and then I've got something else.
Okay, the only one I had commented on was for Alabama, and in there they specifically say if they're a lobbyist or required to register as a lobbyist based on our Alabama law, they are ineligible.
Ineligible.
So Tennessee could have said it as a lobbyist. I will check that. I've got no comment.
Yeah, I'll have to get the link over to you, or John, you can.
Well, lost it. I'm actually at work, and I'm not.
Okay,
able.
I'll tell you what. I'll do the best to get that to you. As the day progresses. Is there anything else?
Yeah, the other thing I had, Darren, was what I sent you a message about a few minutes ago. Back in the summertime, fellas, before Huckabee left his radio programming area, he had made mention while he was visiting Nashville that he would like to see Nashville as the new capital of the United States. So since we know that they play both the ends against the middle using the dialectic, is it not possible, and I'd like for you to comment on this too, is it not possible that they know that the end result of calling for this convention of states or constitutional convention or Article 5 is going to result in a basic anarchy in this country and maybe the formation of a second United States?
I would say that if they get this convention open, my view on that would be just about anything would be possible. But
yeah.
Nancy,
yeah.
Any of you want to weigh in?
Yeah,
well,
I think,
tell you, when Arkansas ran their constitutional convention, we failed to get it even passed. But anyway, the regular constitution said the state capital shall be and remain in Little Rock. The new one said it may, which tells you it could be in another location. And at that time that they tried to do it, they would line up with the FEMA districts. There's 10 FEMA districts, and in there it could have been Dallas.
Wow. How many?
So,
go ahead, Roger and Nancy, and then I've got one more quick question.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely that it would, it's meant to cause any kind of chaos. I think what the priority here is to first eliminate the state powers and get this parliamentary constitutional, this parliamentary form constitutional. And then they can do, they basically have an unlimited power, and then they can do what they will. And so, but the whole crux of the matter is to eliminate this one threat that remains to getting an official parliamentary government,
yeah.
And then the elite will simply rule by decree, kind of like in England. There is no written constitution. It's come to be that they believe, and it's really ludicrous, they believe that parliament itself, when it moves and acts, is actually amending their constitution.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I need to move this along here because I'm looking at the clock and I'm looking at the callers and more callers than time. So, John, real quick, do your question.
How many FEMA regions are there?
There's 10.
There's 10 of them.
Well, isn't that interesting that there's 10 kings in the Book of Revelation? All right, thank you.
And there are 10 economic zones, too.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. And I ask for the rest of the callers, if you could be as brief as possible so we can get everybody in, I would appreciate it. Lauren.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. Time for a revolution. God is real and he is right. You know, why are we? You were talking about legitimate authority. I want to talk about illegitimate authority. You got a Ninth Amendment in there. It says you can do whatever the heck you want to do. The Constitution doesn't limit us. It limits them. And we're running around acting like, you know, who cares about regional governments? Who cares about Obamacare? Stop obeying illegitimate authority. It's not civil disobedience to cease obedience to illegitimate authority. If your maid or butler told you to jump off a bridge or cut your wrist because it's the new rule, code, regulation, or statute, you wouldn't think it was wrong not to obey it. You've got a corporate government who's taken over our political institutions, telling you to do things that you know darn well are destructive to your wellness and your welfare, and yet we obey them. And so it's not their fault. We've got to stop pointing out at what we've got to do to get them to do right, and we've got to start doing right ourselves. We've got to start living godly. The answer to this, obey God, keep your money in your pocket. Quit giving these people money you don't owe them, and keep your children in your home or pay for a private education where they actually learn the truth. My children listen to a lot of shortwave radio because there's a lot of good information in real history. And see what I'm saying? This is our responsibility. So I'll get off because I know you got a lot of other callers. But remember
I
the Ninth Amendment.
Appreciate the call, Lauren. Got to move on here. We've got about 30 seconds left. Bear in Colorado, you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah. Okay, Lieber Code never went out of effect. We're under martial law. Lauren is absolutely correct. Martial law suspends all law. All we have to do is have the president declare peace. Every corporation, which is a government entity, was rewritten in 1872. All the constitutions were rewritten. There is no authority. They're all corporate.
Okay, Bear, thank you for your call.
I can't believe you guys don't know this stuff.
We gotta go. Listen, I wish there was adequate time to address that because I really would like to, but we'll have to come back to it later. Thank you guys for being with us. We'll have to do this again. God bless.